This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
What is limiting your dairy success? Our focus today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. More details about their upcoming events, programs, and resources at pdpw.org. Our guest today, speaking on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal, is Tim Schaefer, a certified family business advisor and professional business coach with Encore Consultants. He says there are three types of dairy farming methods.
The experts, the managers, and the professionals. And they're very, very different one from the other. And it's not that this is a recommendation that one person has to be one or one person has to be the other. Whether you're an expert, a manager, or run a professionalized farm, you can all be happy. You can all make money. You can all have success. Let's talk a little bit about experts. Frankly, they must do everything because they're almost always alone. But they have a lot of freedom. They have full control over their day and their time. We see a lot of very contented farmers, but it's really hard to grow the operation because all the work is being done by maybe one or two people. When we talk about the kind of the managers, they have a lot of things going on and they have either family or employees working and things are moving along the benefit, but it's really only as scalable as long as the manager has the capacity, the time, the energy, and the skill to keep all those balls in the air because everything is being run right through the manager. And then there's a professional. They're probably the most scalable. In other words, you could take it from 1,000 animals to 3,000 animals to 10,000 animals or even more. It's kind of just rinse and repeat. Everything kind of has a flow to it. There's a lot of delegation of duties that go to employees who share not only the workload, but also some decision-making as well. Kind of the downside to this sort of operation is that a lot of times these operators, they're spending less and less time in the trenches. And some people say, well, that's where all the fun stuff is. So there's a pro and there's a con to really all different types of farms. It's just so important, though, that you understand where you're at and where you want to be and be really deliberate about what type of operation is going to bring you the most happiness and success.
You're listening to Tim Schaefer, a certified family business advisor and professional business coach with Encore Consultants, who talks about the successful dairy farming methods of today.
As they scale up, they're going to have more things that pop up that the leadership team has to make a decision on. You know, having a great meeting structure, but then also having a way of identifying root causes of the challenge and coming up with a game plan, it's really important. So often with issues, we have challenges that come like, oh yeah, I have to deal with that. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But it gets forgotten. We're a real big proponent of creating what we call issues list. Write it down. Yes, this is a decision. This is a challenge we have. And you just write those down so that they never get forgotten. And our encouragement is that everyone can add things to the issues list. It's not just one person. And then when you do have your meetings, you have something to work off of. And it feels really great when you can look back over the last 12 months and look at all of the decisions and all of the challenges that you guys have solved together as a ownership group or as an employee group. But how do you not get pulled back, right? So when everything gets crazy, everything gets busy, your harvest comes, or it's time to get that manure out there before it frees up, how do you keep that momentum, right? How do you keep the momentum on the business side, just like you keep the momentum on the production side and not really get pulled back into some old ways or habits? And it really comes down to taking all of the pieces and putting them together and keeping them moving, because we need that power of all these pieces, but then there has to be action that comes behind it and consistent action. And a big one, and this is tough, it's accountability and discipline. And we don't often as owners think about, well, I need to be accountable, right? Where I say, well, how do we get our employees to be more accountable and how do we get them to be more disciplined? But it really requires a different skill set of discipline and accountability at the ownership level as well. This is probably the hardest thing, is to stay disciplined and not get pulled back into some of the old ways of doing things maybe aren't relevant. And being really clear about your strengths and your weaknesses, what each one brings to the table before you jump into it, because it can get a little messy.
That's Tim Schaefer with Encore Consultants from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.